Welcome to The Modern Shopper. This series brings together the best minds and insights of a diverse group of food retailers and other industry experts to discuss their strategic initiatives and their top of mind challenges. Our focus is around health and sustainability, e-commerce, and retail innovation. The Modern Shopper series aligns with Spoon Guru's core mission to help retailers discover a seamless, personalized, and accurate product discovery experience for shoppers based on their dietary and lifestyle needs. I'm your host, Phil Lempert. Today's guest is Jessica Siegel, master in public health and a registered dietitian. She's the staff dietitian for Gelson Supermarkets here in California for more than 20 years, one of the leaders in the retail dietitian effort. Jessica uses the Mediterranean diet as the framework for all of her programs, which includes working with Gelson's culinary team to develop prepared foods under her brand. She also designs the smoothie, juice, and pre-packed recipes for Gelson's Dunes juice and smoothie bars. She writes Nutrition Notes, a monthly newsletter about nutrition and health, and is responsible for their healthy living guides, and she still has time to travel to their stores, meet with shoppers, and help guide their food, nutrition, and diet choices. Jessica, welcome to The Modern Shopper.
It's great to be here, Phil. Thank you.
So I have to ask you a question. 20 years ago, what made you go into supermarkets versus working as a dietitian in clinical or public health? What was the allure of Gelson's?
Oh, my goodness. Well, so I'm a California girl. I grew up shopping at Gelson's. And then for college, I went to Berkeley. And as you know, the culture there, it's very much a foodie culture. And food, and good food, is very important there. I was majoring in nutrition. And, you know, I really thought everybody eats. It's such a great way to be able to relate to people and have a career. And then I discovered public health, which was the idea of prevention instead of treatment, which appealed to me. It made so much sense to me. And at the same time, I was learning to really love and appreciate food. I lived behind a supermarket that was kind of like a baby Gelson's. And I would shop every day, and it had just like a great vibe. It was very curated. They played the Rat Pack. I enjoyed it. It was very much a relaxing part of my day. And then, you know, I was in graduate school. I'd go to parties and people would ask me questions about nutrition, and like it all came together. And I thought, if I could sit in a supermarket all day long and talk to people about nutrition, that would just be my dream job. So I think when you know what you want, it can come to you better. And so when I moved back to LA, I got involved with Gelson's. And a year after I graduated from my master's program and had completed my dietetic internship, I was offered the position of staff dietitian at Gelson's. I've been here for over 20 years now.
So I happen to live, as you know, Jessica, probably about 7 or 8 blocks away from a Gelson's. And that's my primary store. I visit other stores to see what's going on. But where I buy, you know, our groceries is Gelson's. So what I love is when I go into the store, you're everywhere. You're on the flat screens, you're in the deli case, you know, you're in the juice bar, you're absolutely everywhere. So that must make you feel very proud and obviously have a lot of consumers that are reaching out to you. Pre-pandemic, what would you say the number one question was that you'd receive from shoppers?
Well, I think a lot of people pre-pandemic and post-pandemic are very interested in weight loss. So a lot of people want to know about losing weight. And then a lot of people just want to know how to eat more healthfully. There's so much confusion out there. There's so many mixed messages about what healthy is. And there's confusion about, like, does low calorie mean healthy? Or, you know, so just defining healthy can be very confusing. And so I feel fortunate that, you know, we have known what our definition of healthy is for so long, and we've stuck with it. So there's no confusion or mixed messages coming from our end. It's all about the Mediterranean diet and how to use it as a framework for healthy eating and living.
And to be honest with you, I think that you're the exception when it comes to retailers that have been consistent. You know, the FDA is now working on a symbol that's going to designate healthy, that's going to be put on products. They don't have a definition of healthy, but they're going to come up with a symbol. And I think that what you've done at Gelson's is really significant because it is consistent. That, you know, there are other stores that might be jumping from one system to another system. And your job is really to make it easier for me, the shopper.
Good. I'm glad that you're understanding, you know, what our approach is. And it does feel easy and consistent, and because that is very much a goal for us.
So, you know, I talked about you working in culinary with your culinary teams. Chefs can be, how would I put this properly, difficult at best. You know, the whole celebrity chef thing, you know, we've watched the Food Network for 20 plus years. We hear about all the stories. How is it for you working with the culinarians to say, okay, I want to develop this smoothie recipe. I want to develop this healthier salad. Did you get pushback, or were they willing to say, hey, you know, here's another lens that we could look at for our prepared foods?
Yeah, I mean, it can be a delicate situation for sure. And because I've been there so long, I've worked with different chefs, and the teams have been assembled differently over these 20 years. So, you know, I think first of all, it's really important to have the support of leadership. And, you know, I found that if you don't have that, then you're not going to get much traction. But also being part of a team is really important. You know, I think that approaching it as, you know, I'm here to enhance and add to, not take over or take away from what everybody else is doing, I think that that's really helpful. And being involved and being part of the conversation it's essential, I think. So, you know, over the years, it started out where, you know, things were a lot simpler. We had fewer stores. We had fewer team members. You know, it was just like the ladder to the top was a lot shorter than it is now. And so, but things have changed too, because so it was easy to get started. And I was very young and innocent when I started, and I didn't have a huge skill set. I knew how to cook, but I didn't know how to cook large quantities. So that's something I've learned over the years. And I would say that it's really important to be collaborative and come to the table with your ideas and do your research and know what the trends are, and, you know, have a great conversation where you are collaborating with the chef. But also you have to be independent. You have to have enough skills that you can leave that conversation and then go to the kitchen and do your work and start small and then scale up on your own and then present it. You know what I mean? Whereas if you're just like, oh, here's a recipe that I make at home, that's going to be a lot of work for the other people on your team. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, but having the skill set and being willing to collaborate is important.
So you mentioned trends, certainly during the pandemic, and wherever we are now in the pandemic, a lot of people have moved back to cooking at home, cooking from scratch, changing what they could buy based on what was available on store shelves. And that's gotten a lot better. But when you look into your crystal ball, what are the health and wellness trends that you're watching right now, whether it's for prepared foods, whether it's to communicate with shoppers? You know, you mentioned dieting for losing weight. What else are you watching?
Well, I think that, you know, there's still a lot of confusion and mixed messages out there. And so it's going to be important as dietitians to have a good, consistent message. You know, I rely on you, Phil, mainly to know what the trends are.
Well, thank you.
But I would say, like, what we're seeing is that grab and go is really important right now. People are still like not wanting to spend a ton of time waiting. You know, everything we do is like totally fresh, you know, made fresh in every day. So our customers are very comfortable with the grab and go aspect. So that is something. And you know, as a tip for dietitians who might want to get into this, you know, when you are developing recipes, you have to be thinking in that kind of vein also, like, is this going to hold up if it's pre-packed and somebody buys it tomorrow and, you know, you make it today, they buy it today, and then they eat it 3 days later. How's it going to look? So that's always something to be thinking of as well.
So when you think about the challenges that retail dietitians across the U.S. have, you know, you mentioned information constantly changing, consumers constantly changing. What has you concerned about the challenges for retail dietitians?
I think just, you know, being adaptable. Change is hard, and we've all had to pivot so quickly and really like reimagine everything we do. And so I think that that really is the challenge of like, you know, reimagining, and then you have to present it and you have to get, you know, the powers that be on board with that. And you got to have support. So, you know, working with marketing, working with the culinary team, and, you know, just really, I think the idea of being a team is so important. And, you know, for me, I'm the only dietitian for 27 stores. So I don't have a nutrition team. So I've got to just me, myself, and I work with all of these different departments. And so, yeah, building those relationships and maintaining them, I think, is really important too.
Jessica, when you look into your crystal ball, post-pandemic, when we're through all this, which is hopefully soon, when people don't have to wear masks in stores, where maybe hopefully we can take down the plexiglass shields, what's the first thing that you want to do when you get back into the stores?
Oh my gosh, I want to get back out there and be with my customers and take selfies with them and, you know, just do my sampling. You know, like you mentioned, the juices and the smoothies, and, you know, it's relatively new and it's just been such a passion project for me to develop the whole menu for our juice and smoothie bar. And, you know, it's new for our customers, and the best way to sell food is to get people to taste it. So, and we haven't been able to put out samples or offered samples. And so I think that when the masks come off and the shields come down, that'll be like number one, just going out there, sampling, interacting face to face. It'll be great.
And when you look at your magazine that you put out every month, what are some of the nutrition tips that you really, besides the Mediterranean diet, which I know is very important and the core of what you're doing, what else are the kinds of information that you want to give to consumers to make their shopping experience easier, better, smarter, more empowered?
Well, so, you know, when I talk to people one-on-one, I tell them like, what you eat is important, but just as important is how you eat, how you feel about the food you're eating and the way you approach it. So I'm constantly trying to help people build a better relationship with food and eating. And so a lot of my newsletter information focuses on that, because I know we don't eat in a vacuum, right? It's not just food is not just fuel. It's everything. It's how we socialize, and it's how we celebrate holidays, and it's how we reward ourselves and comfort ourselves, and it's how we nourish ourselves. So I want people to understand that and just see it more holistically. And, you know, as a Gelson's shopper yourself, I'm sure you know like what an enjoyable experience it is to go to Gelson's. And, yes, you know, it's clean and the aisles are wide and the vibe is good. So, you know, I want people to bring that home with them too. And when they sit down at the table to eat their food, they should also be continuing to feel that, you know, it's just a great place to escape to even. You know, I've talked to people, you know, during the pandemic who are like, I just want to get out. I just want to go to Gelson's. I just, you know, it's a great place to be. And so helping people continue to have that good feeling and that experience is really important to me.
So, Jessica, thank you so much for your insights, for your work, and for joining us today on The Modern Shopper.
It's been a pleasure, Phil. Thank you for having me.